Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
We have breaking news from North Korea. Moments ago, two U.S. officials told the Associated Press American soldier Travis King is now in U.S. custody. State media in North Korea had announced earlier today he would be expelled for allegedly confessing to crossing the DMZ in July. U.S. officials said King was punished for misconduct while he was serving in South Korea. Again, American soldier Travis King in U.S. custody. We are not sure where or how, but we are just getting the news. First, writers and actors, then auto workers. Will hospitality workers in Las Vegas be next? They voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike against major resorts along the Strip. CBS Las Vegas' Kyle Payne has been talking to union members.
They are dollars apart in hourly wage, asking for more benefits and better job security against technology whittling down its workforce. A strike would be just fine with Shireen Jackson, a housekeeper at The Link. Single and
definitely underpaid and overworked.
Jackson doubles as a DoorDash driver. She says she doesn't make enough and works more than she should.
Bartenders, cooks, and food servers would also be included. Members of the Writers Guild are returning to work for the first time in 4 months, but actors are still on strike and there are no new negotiations scheduled for them. Eric Haywood was on the WGA's negotiating committee.
I hope that this inspires, you know, the studios to really respond, to really hear what SAG is asking for.
Writers will get 12.5% pay raises over the length of their 3-year contract, as well as more streaming residuals and new protections against AI. A wedding celebration turns to tragedy in Iraq. A health ministry spokesman says about 100 people were killed, 150 injured, when fireworks sparked a fire just as the bride and groom began to slow dance at a banquet hall northwest of Baghdad. Unclear if they were among the injured. Authorities say flammable building materials allowed the flames to spread quickly. Millions of U.S. families who rely on child care could be at risk. At the same time, Congress works to avoid a government shutdown. CBS's Nicole Killian.
There is a bipartisan task force that is looking at other potential legislative solutions, but there's growing concern about this child care cliff and a potential government shutdown hitting at the same time, which could hurt families and these child care providers.
It's time to play America's favorite jackpot game. This is Powerball. Good evening, America. I'm Laura Johnson. Tonight we have another life-changing.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In less than 2 weeks, Waukesha's water supply will change. The water utility will begin its transition to Lake Michigan water October 9th. The city says before the transition, people with in-home kidney dialysis should consult their medical providers regarding modifications. Businesses relying on water should consult water treatment professionals. Former House Speaker Paul Ryan says Republicans could face electoral losses in the upcoming year if Donald Trump is the party's presidential nominee. Speaking in Madison recently, Ryan advocated for the party to consider a new candidate for 2024. Despite his past disagreements and agreements with the former president, Ryan emphasized the importance of winning over moderate suburban voters and expressed doubts about Trump's appeal to that demographic. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting, a teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Darrell Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We got to clean up a little bit from the other conversation, Doc, before we get to you. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. You say what, sir?
Thanks, Roland. As a matter of fact, maybe I can help transition for Citizen Action for the opening of the segment. As you're probably aware, Donald Trump lost his business license in New York State last night or yesterday.
Yes.
Judge ruled the guy is just so full of fraud. Now, personally, my little Citizen's Action is calling the other 49 states and asking if they have any Donald Trump properties in their state and whether or not the state will yank his business licenses in that state because it's basically succumbing to a con artist. The state would be in a liability to continue to do business with Donald Trump. So that seems like a kind of a useful citizens' action sort of procedure. And just on, along those same lines, people that still support Trump basically are fake conservatives. They do not live up to the standards of normal business practices by continuing to do business with a con artist.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, who can argue with you? David, thank you very much for the call. We'll let Dr. Craig respond on the other side. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
Good morning. How are you?
You still supporting the man, huh?
Supporting what man? Jesus? That's the only man I support.
Man, why won't these people...
Wait, let me ask you a question. You keep using this word, friend, and I need a definition of what a friend is, because in my lifetime of 79 years, I've only had three.
Yeah, yeah, you and sometimes you only get one. So, yeah.
I want you to define that word, friend.
Well, you know, it would take me a while.
It's not against you. It's against what people, you're saying all these people keep saying this man is their friend, and he's trying to do something for them, but everything he's done is against them. So how could he be a friend? A friend is somebody who stands by you and is there for you, sometimes closer than your own relatives.
No question.
So please define the word friend for me. Then go ahead. I'm sorry, you asked me something.
Well, so Al, you've been around 79 years. And I keep trying to get people to understand. I always say this is the most important election in our lifetimes. You know, this shouldn't even be a question about whether or not this should even be close. That's what has me, you know, so frightened, is that even in the face of all these things, they keep saying that's my man. Donald Trump is my man. I'm going down with him.
Hitler and how he brainwashed the whole country. Well, Trump is doing the same thing. And all of these billionaires and crooks basically are supporting that because they want to destroy what we call democracy.
Hey, Al, I wish I had more time. We got to run. Thank you. Ken, Sturgeon Bay, you say what?
Good morning, Earl. You talk about con artists, Trump's a con artist and all this, but how come every advertisement Civic Radio's got, it's either federal or state-funded taxpayer dollars?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. What are you talking about?
Listen to your advertisement. Make note, I went through every advertisement Civic Radio has sponsored. It's either paid by the federal government or state government.
Well, see, why even had a conversation? Thank you for the call. Hey, Dr. Craig, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. looks like you had a lot of callers from the last segment.
Well, Dr. Craig, I was trying to understand why it is people are still, you know, after all the things that are going on, Dr. Craig, the information that came out yesterday on the Trumps, you knew, is nothing new. Those of us who are not, you know, caught up in whatever it is he has, know that that's not a surprise. And Dr. Craig, I said this at any other time in history, if any person, Democrat or Republican, was running and was the lead person in that nomination for the Republican Party or Democratic Party, and that information came out, they would be through, Dr. Craig. How is it possible that this doesn't even dent him?
I think any candidate for president in American history until Donald Trump would have been done.
Right.
at least modern American history. I mean, you should see the things that were said about Jefferson and Adams in 1800, but that's very ancient history, pre-media age. So I had an insight yesterday. So another way to try to approach this question, Earl, because this is a question that is stumping a lot of people, right?
Right.
I was talking last night to two people you know at an event, Representative Daniel Reamer and my brother Ted.
Yes.
And Daniel Reamer was reflecting on the tremendous unity in the post-war years and how it was different than now. And my brother remarked, well, there's nothing like the unity that comes in war. And it occurred to me, you know, what Trump and the right have successfully done, and the modern Republican Party, is create a sense of war on their side. So they have a notion, a feeling about us, about the other side, that is equal to how everyone felt about Nazi Germany and the other Axis powers, right? Japan in particular. During World War II. And by artificially creating it without there being an actual war, they support their side and see Trump as their leader no matter what. Just like Russians during World War II, Soviet citizens, weren't going to believe anything about Stalin because he was fighting off their dreaded enemy, Germany, right? And not only that, a fascist Germany. And why doesn't that happen on the other side, the side that's not on the MAGA side? Because we don't have a similar sense of war. And therefore, a candidate on our side still couldn't get away with 1/100th of what Trump has done and documented. And that's why they believe all this stuff about the Biden crime families, where there has been no connection made that with any credibility whatsoever between Joe Biden, the president, and Hunter Biden, who's never been elected to anything. And so I think that they've created an emotional intensity, a hatred of us, and us means everyone who's not them, sufficient for them to either not believe or overlook anything Donald Trump does.
You know, Dr. Craig, you use the word hatred. And it's true. They hate. And so when the nation internally is at this point in time, Dr. Craig, that's why, you know, this is one of the most important elections in your and my lifetime. Because even if these people lose, Dr. Craig, I don't know what their reaction is going to be. I don't even know how they're going to overcome it.
Well, yeah, a war attitude leads to war atrocities. And we did not commit the kind of atrocities Nazi Germany did or fascist Japan did in World War II. But we had the Japanese internment camps.
Right.
We imprisoned huge numbers of conscientious objectors who were pacifists and didn't believe in fighting in a war, including a famous organizer, Bayard Rustin. So it's one of the reasons it's well known. And Trump is already saying what he's going to do. He's going to appoint Jeffrey Clarks and other Rudy Giuliani types, Michael Flynn types, people who there is no chance will not follow out his directives. And he did direct that they fire everyone in the Justice Department and put in Jeffrey Clark, it wasn't followed. There were a lot of orders Trump gave that were not followed. And remember Mark Milley, who he has put some kind of weird implied death warrant out on, saying that General Milley would have been shot in previous eras, which is clear signal to his violent supporters, go ahead and shoot General Milley. But General Milley had put together protocols to make sure Donald Trump couldn't attack another country or launch nuclear weapons in the last stage of his presidency. He'll make sure there's no one in a position to do what General Milley did, the patriotic thing, to make sure that someone who is not reliable, who will do anything to protect themselves, might cause World War III.
You know, Dr. Craig, again, what frightens me the most, again, Donald Trump is one man, but he's got all these automatons around him. And people who've never met him, will never meet him. He doesn't even speak about their hurt, and they're willing to sacrifice themselves. Look at all the people who went to jail from, the insurrection, 20 years. They did all that for him. He could care less. Well, he's going to get us all out. Oh, well, they really believe those things. We've got to go to break, Dr. Craig. Hang on. 844-967-2789. I guess it's Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STAR as part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 66. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lowest dip down to about 58. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Tom from L.A. quickly, Tom.
Yeah, Dr. Craig, I have a question for you. Do you think that we on the progressive side and the Democratic side are so busy, like, trying to actually put policies through, and we're so busy trying to do good government that all the Republicans do on their side, you know, we talk about how our messaging sucks on the left, which I think it does. But on the right, all they're doing is propaganda all day, all long. They're saying the same thing over and over and over again until it becomes basically perception becomes reality. And I'm just wondering, is that the reason why we on the left, because we are more interested in actual policy and more interested in actual people's everyday lives and working people's lives, that we don't, we're working so hard on that, that we're not focusing at all on our messaging? I'm just curious about that, because I was thinking about that as someone called in this morning and does the same thing every single day, but nothing policy driven. But when you hear progressives call up the radio station, it's usually something policy driven. And what ends up happening is we don't refute what they just said on the right, which was a complete lie. So therefore, we're not really going on offense. And I'm just curious in terms of the philosophical approach to that. And, you know, how it is that we do need to go on offense, but at the same time, we need to be talking policy as well. Can you answer that for me?
Thank you, Tom.
I think Tom asked a great question, here's the direction I would take it. They do need to be responded to, but only the general approach that is influencing people, not their facts. So for if you just answer them point by point, then you're accepting their frame. So right now, today, you would be talking about whether the border is secured or not. Well, once you framed it that way, like the border is securable, like we can seal a border at that length with that geography, which is absurd, or that is what's wrong with immigration, then you've lost. I also think that we have a more difficult task because we are trying to show that democracy works. They're just trying to continue to jump on the idea that it doesn't work, right? And to take advantage of people's frustrations. And as a result, our base needs us not just to talk about policy, and I'd agreed with Tom that just endless policy talk, particularly if it doesn't feel like it impacts people's lives, is not that helpful. But we got to deliver. We've got to show, like FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, did when it was unclear whether democracy could work, because so many countries were going to authoritarianism in Europe, that it could deliver with a New Deal. And young voters, who are the most progressive voting bloc, are turning away from democracy. There's really disturbing polling about this because it doesn't deliver for them. So we got to take very seriously in this election, future elections, not only because they don't believe us when we say we're going to make college affordable, because we haven't, right? It just becomes more and more unaffordable, just to give you one example. Same with healthcare. And so we need to deliver. And we need to show in what ways President Biden has delivered, because that's not visible enough to people and clear enough to people, partly because the other side's propaganda. But I would say Tom is absolutely right that our voters are different, so they need something different than the right. They wouldn't be subjected or respond to the same just propaganda. But in addition, we have a harder job of showing that democracy can work and actually delivering people and actually showing them that we are delivering and can deliver more if they vote and if they vote for the right side.
Go ahead, CJ.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I am somewhat shocked. Policy, we're living your policies right now. Anybody that buys groceries, buys gas.
CJ, do you have anything different, man?
But this is the present day, Earl. You guys are fishing for Donald Trump, which is 2 years away. This is what your party, your president, my president, has done to this economy. He has driven it into the ground. The news of yesterday, he's had money wired to him, his house, from China.
Okay, CJ, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, you know, it's hard. You know, I try. But, you know, how can you even have the conversation?
You can't have a conversation, but you can see what the current talking points are reliably from CJ. I've been looking for independent thought from CJ that you could have a conversation about. And it's what's called motivated reasoning, not just CJ. I'm not trying to attack him personally.
Right,
I'm talking about a broader problem. I'm sure he's a great guy who would help you change your tire if you were stranded along the road.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And loan your lawnmower, et cetera. But motivated reasoning is when you grab onto facts that justify, rationalize what you already believe and want to believe. If we're being serious about the economy, the president doesn't have as big an impact on the economy as the American people think they do, but that's a political reality. And in fact, the research shows that all the public, not just conservatives, are fairly fickle on this. They tend to punish presidents for how they're feeling in the last 3-4 months economically and don't even remember the whole term. So they're not even really doing an assessment. By any objective economic standard, after what went through with the pandemic, Biden's economic performance has been fantastic, and the inflation that's there, which has been moderated, is mostly not his fault.
We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Pentagon says Private Travis King is now in American custody. The AP reporting he's in China 2 months after crossing into North Korea. Pyongyang's announcement this morning that he was being expelled was a surprise to some who'd expected the North to drag out King's detention in exchange for concessions from Washington. Tens of thousands of hotel workers in Las Vegas have authorized a strike.
We're coming together to show these companies that we cannot and should not be left behind because we're the ones that are making your money.
New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez is expected to be arraigned in half an hour on charges of taking gold bars and cash in exchange for favors for two businessmen. CBS's Nicole Killian is at the courthouse in New York.
He did arrive here at the federal courthouse with his wife, Nadine, who is also charged, by the way. So we know that the senator has maintained his innocence.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Pro-life organizations in Wisconsin are urging prosecutors in Milwaukee and Madison to enforce the state's abortion laws. Despite Planned Parenthood's recent resumption of abortion services, leaders from Wisconsin Right to Life, Wisconsin Family Action, and Pro-Life Wisconsin argue that abortion remains illegal in the state. The new parking sensors coming to parts of downtown Milwaukee could lead to an increase in parking fees. The Department of Public Works in Milwaukee is currently testing 75 parking sensors to track parking availability and gather real-time data. While the initial phase focuses on detecting parked cars, the technology could potentially lead to changes in parking meter practices, including showing available spaces online or resetting meters when vehicles leave. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Going to the Bavarian Beer House. You can join us there. A little politics, then Packers.
Mike and Dom bring the show to you in the Milwaukee area at the Bavarian Beer House in Glendale. Join them Thursday starting at 4 with a Packers party after the live broadcast.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app, direct from the Dairy State. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Hey, Bill from McConnell, Milwaukee, you're up.
Hey, good morning, Earl, and good morning, Doctor. I'm glad you have the doctor on today. I want an opinion. When guys like Gary and CJ call in, what if you change the format just a little on them? Kind of going back to, and I know you remember this guy, Gordon Hinckley, that had Ask Your Neighbor. and ask your neighbor, basically with neighbors, just solving issues, solving problems. Usually they were lighthearted, they were never political, just light stuff. But what if the next time CJ calls in, say, okay, CJ, first of all, I'd like to know from CJ, is he hurting? Is he in rough shape? Is he struggling to feed him? You know, anything bad going on in your life, CJ? He says no, say, okay, so things aren't quite so bad, but what's your solution? CJ needs to offer a solution that people will listen to that has credibility.
Hey, Bill, here's what I want to say. And Dr. Craig said it as well this morning. CJ is an individual. The only reason I have conversations with CJ is because he represents so many people who feel the same way he do. It's not personal. It's not him. So, you know, we just keep getting on this thing that it's one guy and that we have to do something to appease one guy. He's only one guy. And so, but it's what he represents that's at the root of the problem. Thank you for the call. Dr. Craig.
Yeah, I agree with your assessment, Earl. And I think we could find ways to, you know, obviously you're being creative as a host to flesh it out. But I think CJ is pretty transparent to your listenership as to where he's coming from,
right,
and how unopen he is to any ideas being presented that are counter to his on this program. He just wants to repeat the talking points to us again.
Dr. Craig, it's not just Donald Trump. It's many of a certain brand of Republicans of today. Here again, Robin Voss sticks it to Milwaukee. Bruce Murphy wrote about what Robin Voss is attempting to try to pull off and to make the city of Milwaukee pay for, you know, the Brewer Stadium. In his words, Bruce Murphy's words, Robin Voss sticks it to Milwaukee, says urban Milwaukee's Bruce Murphy, by giving the Brewers money, but having only those living in Democratic areas of the state pay for it. Republican Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington County will pay nothing towards this, you know, Brewer money to revamp the stadium. Well, you know, most of the people who are going to the Brewer games aren't from Milwaukee.
Yeah, that Bruce Murphy's column is an excellent column, and he's absolutely right about the who's paying, because this is a statewide team. It's not even the smallest market team. It is actually ranked 19th. It's where, in terms of value, $1.6 billion. It's more valuable than teams in much larger cities, including the Twins in the Twin Cities,
right.
Miami Marlins, much bigger city than here, and other cities that are bigger, because the fan base is very loyal. And so what Voss is doing is outrageous. And my intel from the Capitol is there aren't the votes in the Senate on the Democratic or Republican side to pass the Voss version. But I would just point out that even if the Voss version was reduced in terms of Milwaukee's share, that giving the Brewers $600 million of state money is also illegitimate. The only transparent study done by the publicly of what the Brewer you needed to maintain the stadium was $170 million, and they keep upping the number in ways that are about as trustworthy as Foxconn's job claims. And it's part of a Major League Baseball strategy to shake down cities and states in order to get as much as possible. It's very much like the way Big Pharma or the fossil fuel companies operate, just get more, even though the asset, the Brewers, is increasing in value almost $200 million a year. Mark Antonozzi bought it for $225 million. It's worth $1.6 billion today, and it goes up almost $200 million every year. They can afford this. We think there need to be public benefits in return that are equal. You know, the ballpark workers there are very underpaid. I actually think they're making so much value in the team, it's appreciating so quickly. They should give the public an equity share in the team. So when Mr. Antonozzi sells, we get the gains and get to spend them on schools.
You know,
but the way this is, we're underfunding public schools. We're guaranteeing free housing to the Brewers and to 100 millionaire when we do not do it to the people who are lacking housing in our community.
Dr. Craig, let's just bring Ron up from Milwaukee. Hey, Ron, how you doing? Thank you for the call. Your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning. There's also a link here that we should be remind ourselves of, and that's that it isn't just one guy. It isn't just a large faction in the Republican Party. It's special interests, typically corporate interests, but also special interest groups that enable the party and Trump by through funding and through their own actions, you know, dark money, political action committees, and so forth. And Major League Baseball is a large business, and it's basically a monopoly. It has special antitrust protection so that Congress won't go after it, and that has been pretty secure. And that's one way they get to make a lot of this happen, because if somebody says, well, let's break them up, you know, let's break up this major league because they're ripping us off, it's like, well, you can't. You know, it's because you can't use the antitrust laws against them. So it's of a kind.
Dr. Craig?
Right. Totally right. I agree with the caller totally. And he points to the federal level. They have an antitrust exemption that they shouldn't have. I would love to see federal leadership from Senator Baldwin, Representative Pocan or Moore on that. Wouldn't expect it from the Republican side. They stand with those special interests. The caller is right. It's just another special interest shakedown. They're going to get as much as they can, and it's outrageous. And if ethically speaking, the people of Wisconsin have been incredibly loyal to the Brewers. They have very high attendance, and they don't have the biggest population behind them. And this is the way it's repaid. It shows the ethics of Major League Baseball. And I'll say this outright: since they spent the most on lobbying of anyone lobbying the state legislature in the first 6 months of the year, all those contract lobbyists, you're part of it too, and you'll just for a dime sell out the communities you live in. And so I just point out, we shouldn't accept this level of ethics, especially when you think about the tremendous loyalty the people of Milwaukee and the people of Wisconsin have shown the Brewers over the years, and show them every season with the massive attendance they get.
You know, Dr. Craig, and for them to say, and people to say, when the mayor says, well, we can use some of the parking lots that the Brewers don't own to, you know, figure out a way that we can make money that way, bring in taxes, and it doesn't come out of the pockets of the citizens of the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. And for them and for people to push back and say, no, we're not ready for that. We're having too much fun with our tailgating. But we don't care whether or not the city of Milwaukee has to pony up this money, even though many of the citizens from the city aren't there. It's an insult. And yet the fact that Robin Voss, and again, like you said, he's not alone because he's carrying this water for all of these people. And he has no problem doing that.
I think Mayor Cavalier Johnson is going the right direction in talking about getting public benefit for what the investment is, right? And also not, of course, only having Milwaukee pay when Milwaukee is punished in the state revenue system, doesn't have money to meet their basic needs, and they want to take some of it away, take a bunch from the county away, where county government has been on a trajectory towards bankruptcy. I mean, technical bankruptcy, technically. What I mean by that is they can't pay their bills,
right?
Not that they could go bankrupt in the sense individuals do or businesses do. Just pointing out to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that logic chops on the definition of the word bankruptcy. There's a common definition of it. But I think we should think bigger, Earl. I think that if we talk about running government like a business, the right says that, Republicans say that, moderate Democrats sometimes say that. Well, another business wouldn't give $600 million to the business that the Brewers without something in return, like a share of the team. And so that's the kind of conversation we have. Or for, in addition, fair wages for those workers. Do you know the concession workers make very low wages and at American Family Field? Do you know that there's a report last week that the union at Wrigley Field is about to strike and demand a $20.36 minimum wage for concession workers? We should be going that direction with the workers here in Milwaukee.
Dr. Craig, I want to move on to the proposed shutdown that's coming. And the American people are not going to hold Republicans who are causing this accountable. And the things that they are shutting the government down for, Dr. Craig, are outlandish. Why is it that, you know, again, Republicans can do these things and not pay a price? Maybe they will wind up paying the price. Maybe the people are, as I'm speaking, and if you look at the trajectory of how, you know, the elections have gone, they are starting to pay a price and they're hanging on for dear life, and so they're willing to do anything.
I think this is an example of where they benefit from their own misconduct. It's like if you pollute the pond enough, then no one can see that you're the one polluting the pond further when you do so. And so, I didn't think the 1990s were particularly healthy period civically, but at least at that point, the Newt Gingrich Republicans decided to close out the government as a group and then were held accountable. It was clear to the public. I mean, this idea that they could do it because they, you know, there were the votes in the House. I don't want people to understand. There were more than enough votes in the House to fix this problem. It's their position that they cannot pass things with Democratic votes, so they have to pass them, and they only have a 3-vote majority with near unanimity among Republicans, and then they can't do it, so they're going to shut down the government, and they're still going to try to blame, and they're maybe successfully, President Biden for that. And so that is really scary, and all the other Republicans were standing with them. It used to be called the Hastert Rule after the former
Dennis Hastert.
Yeah. That are standing with that are empowering Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz. And to our previous conversation, those are probably future cabinet secretaries in the Trump administration if you can get his hands on
they're
power.
They're lunatics, again. Though, Dr. Craig. We know they're lunatics.
We absolutely do, but they've so corrupted the political environment that can be hidden and obscured, and they can just blame Joe Biden. So this is where one of your early callers is right. Democrats do need to, messaging's not everything, you have to deliver, but in this case, Democrats need to up their game as far as making it clear who is doing this. It won't convince CJ. But the people that matter are the people Paul Ryan is warning about. Paul Ryan is warning in the news that Donald Trump will lose an election because of the effect on suburban Republicans. He's not appealing to them. They're the ones who need to understand who shut down the government, which it looks like they're going to do, Wirl. It looks like it's a foregone conclusion.
Well, we've got to go to the break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join our conversation. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. We'll be right back.
Weather brought to you by the Town of Brookfield's third annual Brooktoberfest, September 30th from 11 until 6 at Steffen's Soccer. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, best dress competition, wiener dog races, a kid zone, a classic car show, and more. Log on discoverbrookfield.com. Prost! As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bra.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about
like a week, whoever was excited, then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News Today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 66. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 58. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, my guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, you know, even after, you know, Donald Trump has long since moved on, and the Republican Party is not solely about Donald Trump, but a lot of these views that you see that they have, I think, I don't know how we change them long term, Dr. Craig, because they've created such a villainous approach to anybody who doesn't agree with them, including, you know, Republicans that aren't MAGA people. And so, you know, I don't know how we ever turn this back around, Dr. Craig. That's the frightening part of it. These people are so polarized that, you know, they've got this in their minds and they're just not willing to hear anything different.
This is a serious problem. And by the way, the publics that supported fascism in the 30s did not just disappear when they were defeated in World War II. This was a serious process. The most persuasive things I've heard so far, and this is something I don't want to claim to be a leading expert on, is that this is for the MAGA folks themselves, the core base. This is like being in a cult, and it's very much akin to getting people out of cults, which is a process,
right?
That's very difficult. And it really starts with them understanding they've been had, because Americans hate to be bamboozled. And once they start to see that, they can start to work to unravel it. I think there's another group of Republicans that just wants to win. I liken it, even though this is much more serious than sports. But if you had a team that had a very charismatic quarterback that was loved by the fan base, after a while, there might eventually be a lot of fans who need to remove this very popular quarterback because he's causing them to lose. Right. And so defeating them would go a long way towards being to split their base. The problem is they are all fearful that they will lose, the individual candidates are who will be on the stage tonight in the second debate.
Right.
If they attack Donald Trump frontally, which is conceding the race to him by not attacking him, and voters, when they're only going to be offered Donald Trump, still, even if they're not fully MAGA, hate our side enough, have enough of a sense of the moral equivalency of war that I talked about earlier, that they'll still stick with it. But if it becomes a losing proposition, more of them will leave. It's also looking like a lot of what used to be moderate Republicans have become Democrats already and aren't even Republicans anymore. And that is happening gradually. Like a lot of the folks who are famous, the never Trumper groups that are on cable news and stuff have essentially become Democrats.
You know, Dr. Craig, I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, the fact that they have had, you know, this master plan that they put in place to control the states, and what they still own, still control, what, over 30 state houses? I mean, they're still in the major majority of the states' rights in this country. And so Democrats have been focusing on, you know, I guess both. But where's the work most difficult, Dr. Craig? You're in that business line of business. On a national scale or on the local scales and trying to get win back the states?
It has to be both. The American system, the way it was set up in the late 18th century, is gives the states tremendous power because it was basically a federation agreement of former independent colonies, right? And the Republicans have had a battle plan and big business. Some of your early callers want to point out who's behind this. Big corporate America is, and they stand there holding the coats of these Republicans and pretend they're not involved, right?
Right.
When they're in fact funding the whole thing, because they've treated this like the moral equivalent of war. They've had a battle plan, and our side hasn't. And they've systematically figured out, gee, if we take over the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, then we can simply rewrite the Constitution without amending it in our interest. If we gerrymander the maps, then we can guarantee a rule that is friendly to our interests and will take all of the money for schools and for roads and for housing and everything else and healthcare and give it to rich people and big corporations. That'll happen. And whereas the Democrats and whoever, everyone who is not a Republican has not been so unified, does not have a battle plan, has not treated this like the moral equivalent of war. Napoleon had a battle plan. Robert E. Lee had a battle plan. And I don't know why he's seen as heroic. He was the general for slavery. Okay, let's be real. But he had a battle plan. And the only way he was defeated is to have a battle plan that would defeat his battle plan.
So when do you expect to see that from the Democrats? Or is it going to take another decade for that to happen?
You're seeing it more, but it needs to accelerate. You see it in the very unified response to the threat to impeach Janet Protasiewicz.
Right.
And major money being raised, ads being run, a campaign being planned. And it seems to have at least caused Voss to pause, Robin Voss, the
right.
powerful assembly speaker, though I think after October 10th, when they come back in the floor session, he may go forward. We shouldn't take that for granted. But we need to see that even more. We've seen it with Joe Biden not listening to all of the pollsters and consultants and saying there's a threat to democracy in 2022, and that actually helped Democrats do historically well in the midterm elections. And so we're seeing more of that, but it needs to accelerate.
So
we're beginning to see a battle plan from Democrats, but it's not as fully fleshed out, and it's not been going on for 30 years like the Republican.
So, Dr. Craig, we've got less than a minute left. But what do you say to people who say we don't need to be as underhanded as they have been? We need to take the high road.
You know, there was a theory in Christianity called just war theory, where a just war is one where you fight it by just means, but you still have to win the war. Okay.
Right.
So we need a just war where we reflect our values, but we fight together more effectively. Most of the reason we're not fighting more effectively doesn't have to do with our ethics. It has to do with our willingness to do this. And I think where I end on, because we do organizing in CIS National Wisconsin, too many people are on the sidelines and not involved directly. Only organized people, a big grassroots army, can really challenge us. And too many people are just watching cable news and taking sides and not, or being on social media, not doing enough, not being citizens. Get off the sidelines, listen to Earl Ingram, then go out and volunteer and help fight this battle.
Hey, Dr. Craig, always great. Thank you very much. We got to go. We'll be back. I'll be back on tomorrow. That's Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back. Oh, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin. See you all.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress, But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.